You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. And find me.
desperately you. I'm desperate for you.
Mm-hmm. We just praise you. We surrender all.
Draw me again into the center of your love, where I begin. I know that you are still enough, Lord. You restore all the desires of my heart, just like
satisfied.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
We need you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Every hour, hallelujah. Every day, every
let's
minute,
give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. I need you,
you worthy,
more.
Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, it's always good to come in and worship with y'all.
Amen.
And just that feel his presence and his peace. Amen. I love it. I love it. There's nothing more I'd rather do tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we've got a few things going on, as you know. The kids left for pump today. Yeah. So we've got Noah and Alana and I know his name. Yes, I knew that. Trey, I'm so sorry. I love you. And then we have Jesse. He's gone. We have for the Kaisers. I know their names. Caleb, Isaiah, Zeke, and Adam. Didn't say them in order, but they are gone. Have I missed anybody? I don't think so either. I got Jesse, got Noah. Got those four. I think that's all of them. And of course, Philip is preaching probably right around right now. So he had the first night of preaching. So just keep them all in your prayers because we want the kids to have a great time. You know, that's they need to fellowship with other believers and see that it can be fun. And it is. It's a blast. But we need them to be touched by God more than we need anything in their lives. Amen. They need a touch from God. You hear many stories about people that go to these kinds of things and how God met them there and it changed their life forever. And now they're preaching the gospel. They're a pastor. They're an evangelist. You know, I believe that each one of those kids are going to have
a moment
with God, a run-in with God, and it's going to change their lives forever. Yep. Amen. Yep. Amen. So I believe that about VBS.
Yeah.
I do. I was thinking about VBS as we were coming today, and I am so excited to see what they have in decorations because it's like I said, wow, those are huge. That's going to be awesome to bring it here and to get it all set up. So I'm excited about that. But I was kind of thinking on it because we're going to get our grandbabies tomorrow, and so I was thinking about Emma and JJ, and you know, Emma's not feeling very well today, so that's going to be our determining factor. But I'm like, Lord, I have to take them to VBS. Like, how could I keep them from it? Because that may be the moment that Emma raises her little hand and says, I want to receive Jesus, but she's only five. Do you know that we are standing in this church because a five-year-old accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Nicole Waters, which is Pastor Dosick's daughter, when she was five, off of the TV, accepted Jesus as her personal Savior. And as a result of that salvation, look where they're at today. It started with a five-year-old. Don't tell me kids can't be a huge impact in the kingdom because Amen. They are on a daily basis. Let me tell you what. Ashton, when we were first here a couple years into it, when about a year after we were here, you guys started coming. And there were moments of stress. I know you can't believe it. I know. I can't believe it either because y'all are perfect.
Yeah.
But there would be some moments of stress that I would be just like, and Ashton, every time, I would never say anything and I would never show it because you can't, right? Ashton would come up and hug me every single one of those times.
Yeah.
Missed not one time if he was in that building. I'm just telling you. And that was a child coming up to me and giving me the peace of the Lord at that moment.
Amen.
Showing me the love of God and how much he loves me
Amen.
And giving me peace. Because when he hugged me, that's what I felt was peace. So I'm expecting big things from VBS.
Yes.
I'm expecting God to move on these kids' life and them coming out preaching to the adults about Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, Nicole Waters, you haven't heard her testimony. You need to. It's amazing. But they had a lady that was over cleaning their house that was apparently not married to the person she was living with. And Nicole told her, she needs to stop that. You're going to go to hell if you keep doing that. Nicole, at 5 and 6 and 7, would preach what the word says to these people. That girl got saved in her life. Because of a 5 or 6, I can't remember how old she was, to be honest with you. But because a kid said, what you're doing is not in that word. What you're doing will send you to hell.
Listen, kids are very important to the kingdom. They're very important to God. And he Amen. Says, don't touch one of them, because if you touch one of them, it'd be better than a millstone be put around your neck and you'd be dropped into the sea. Amen. Don't touch those babies, I'm telling you.
So BBS starts this Sunday. Man.
Yeah, we said all that. Do you have a video? Because I'd love to see another video. Yeah.
Buddy, how you guys doing today? I'm so excited about Vacation Bible School this year, Revival Falls, USA, where faith is a way of living. It's coming up here soon, July 24th to 28th, 6 o'clock, 8:30 p.m. every night, ages 3 years old to 5th grade. Come on out, it's going to be a great time. Now, with us this year is our sheriff, Sheriff Sebastian. Now,
hello.
As you can tell, he's from the land down under. This guy is Australian. Somehow he's made his way over to Revival Falls to be a sheriff in a western town. So we have to teach him how to speak western. Ain't that right,
sheriff? Teach me how to speak western.
You can tell he needs some work. So we're going to start with very simple, most basic western words.
Simple.
Howdy. Can you say howdy?
Howdy.
Okay, can you say it with a little bit of western
language? Howdy.
No, okay. Well, we're going to move on to the next one. That's not it. Partner.
Partner.
There's no partner.
It's partner.
No, it's not.
That's wrong.
Partner.
Name you partners.
No, it's howdy, partner.
Partners.
Okay. How about varmint? Can you say varmint?
Vomit.
No, it sounds like you said vomit. Okay. Next one. Critters.
Critters.
There's no
critters.
It's critters.
Critters. Like the one I punched in the face and took his teeth out as well.
Is that how you got that?
That's how hard. You can let me try to take my vomit.
Okay, how about it? He's good at telling stories. How about over yonder?
Over yonder. You didn't like it?
No. Well, last one. Can you say, giddy up?
Giddy up.
We assume the T's in that.
You don't like it?
You know what? You need a real cowboy hat, too, buddy.
I do.
Okay, we can tell you guys from the land up. He's got this camouflage thing. Okay, we're going to work on this, but come on out to the Gates Bible School, and you're going to see Sheriff Sebastian every night helping us out. So we'll look forward to seeing you guys there. See you later, partners.
Come on, partners.
I hope his protective skills are better than his talking skills there. I hope he can protect our kids, Mr. Sheriff Sebastian.
Hey,
I might have to come in as backup. Just kidding. I love that. I love these videos they've done. They're awesome. Okay, I think that's really all I have. Linda is at Palm today. Crazy woman. She is there until they're done. So be lifting Linda up in prayer. She wants to be there. She wants to have this experience, and we want her to. So
Amen.
We just believe that God will keep her, hold her, and then when she gets done, the baby will come when it's time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, we're going to let the children go to children's church tonight so they can have at it and have a good time. The Bible says we're going to do offering. The Bible says in Matthew 6, therefore, 31, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed of? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient today is the evil thereof. In other words, what the Lord is saying is trust him with our life. Seek him first and do things the way that he asks us to do them. And when we seek God and ask him to do things and we righteously do them right standing and right way that he has them done, then we're going to see that the Lord will meet all of our needs and take care of everything. So seek him first, and the Lord will add everything unto you, and you shall be blessed. Amen? So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we get ready to take up this offering, Lord, I thank you that as we seek you first, Father, that you are blessing us and you're teaching us how to do right standing in the kingdom of God. And as we do things rightly in your kingdom, God, we will see your hand of blessing upon us, Father, because you will open up the windows of heaven, you will rebuke the devourer, and you will do blessing on our behalf, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the front. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So today we're just going to talk a little bit about pure-hearted living. And so I'm going to just start reading in the Word of God, and I'm going to look at the book of Matthew first, and we're going to look there and just see what the Word of God says. And tonight we're going to read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. It says, Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you doest alms, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So we're just learning again how to be humble in our living and how to be humble in what we do, and that we never do anything in our Christian faith just so men can see what we're doing. We never do anything in our life just so other people can see what we're doing. What we do on a day-to-day basis is we want to follow the Lord. And we want to make sure that what we do, whether we're giving in an offering or whether we're walking next door to our neighbor or whether we're at the store, we want to make sure that our life is a reflection of Jesus and that we're living a life that pleases him. Amen? It says, when thou prayest, thou shalt not do as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. And before I read the prayer there, I want to just say, you know, that's the one thing I think is so awesome about God, is he knows exactly who you are. So you can speak to him and you can pray because of who you are. You don't have to pray like me or the next person. You can pray and God will hear you because he loves you and he's made you so he can hear exactly what you have to say to him. Amen? And so make sure that when we are praying, that we're not trying to be like somebody else and we're not trying to be anything that we don't need to be, but we're just simply being who we are, seeking the Lord and asking everything in the name of Jesus according to the word. And it says that after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I want you to know that the Lord expects to participate in your life on a daily basis. The Lord wants to have input in your life on a daily basis. So Make sure that you don't ever think that you're asking too much of the Lord or that you can't go to the Lord, because he's always there for you. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. For if you have forgiven men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Uh-oh. So we have to make sure that we have a heart of forgiveness towards other people. Amen. Because if we can't forgive, then we can't be forgiven. Amen. And so we have to make sure that we have a heart of forgiveness towards others, and that we're reaching out with our heart towards other people and forgiving them so we can be forgiven. And then again on fasting, it says, moreover, when ye fast, do not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fast, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So three times we have it said to us that we are to make sure that we are giving God everything, and that when we fast, that we don't do it so that men can say, wow, you're fasting, or someone can be impressed that you fasted. You know, that's not what you're doing. What you're doing is you're giving that thing to the Lord, and so you want to just fast more privately and make sure that the Lord knows and sees your heart, because he's the one that's going to answer you and receive your fast up in heaven. Amen? And then we're going to skip down here to verse 25, and it says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of them. These, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient in the day is the evil thereof. In other words, especially in the world in which we're living in right now, it is critical for us as Christians to be at peace, even with the rising costs and the things around us. We should be at peace knowing this, that your Father in heaven is going to take care of you. Amen? Your Father in heaven is going to meet your needs. He's not going to leave you out on your own. He's not going to leave you stranded. And as we listen to him and as we trust him, as we take no care and put our trust into him, the Lord God himself is going to help us get through every day and everything that we're faced with as a challenge. Our God will help us get through it. And he's going to be right there for us. And we're going to be able to navigate everything that we have to navigate because God is with us. I'm going to read over here a passage about what the Pharisees and Sadducees came one time tempting Jesus. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 1, it says, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it shall be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it shall be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. I want us to know that during this time, we should be able to see that clearly this is a time for us to seek the Lord, because the world is changing so much that we need to know that the end times are closer than they've ever been before. And we don't know the time or the hour when the Lord will come, but we do know that we need to be ready for Jesus. Amen. And so this is something that's very important for us, that we are making sure that in our hearts, if we can discern when the weather's going to change, we ought to be able to discern the season in which we live. And this is certainly a time to make sure that we're living for the Lord. Amen. And then we're going to skip down to verse 13 in Matthew 16 here. And it says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of God, am? And they said, the Son of Man am. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. I think it's very important for each of us to be able to tell someone who Jesus is personally to us. Amen? Here in this scripture, the Lord did not want to know what everybody else was saying about him. He wanted to know what the disciples were saying about him and who he was to them in their hearts. And so it's important to each of us as Christians to make sure we know who Jesus is to us, that he's our Lord and he's our Savior, and that he's the God of this Bible, and that he's the one who's coming back to redeem us all. Amen? And that he is the Son of the living God. And so we have to be able to know this, and we have to be willing to just tell this to people and make sure that we're willing to just say who Jesus is. And it says, from this time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. I think this is interesting, because this is the same Peter that just got praised for what he said. The Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto him, Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, this is probably one of the best examples of where we can align up with what we like to hear out of the word and then disagree with what we don't like to hear out of what the Lord asks us. Because just a few scriptures before, Peter was being praised because he had a revelation of who Jesus was, but here he's being rebuked because he didn't like the rest of what the word had to say. You know, we have to make sure that we line up on both sides of the word, both that which appeases us and that which is hard for us to swallow. We still have to like it if it's in the word of God, amen? And we still have to let it be done God's way and not our way, because that's just how it must go. And that's how it must work. It must be done the Lord's way and not our way. Hallelujah. So we have to make sure that we're willing to hear what the Lord has to say, no matter what the subject matter is. And we're going to look again here in Mark chapter 7, verse 4. Then came together unto the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands, oft eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And any of the other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of the tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said unto them, well, with Elijah prophesies of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And what this was is not that Jesus cared that his disciples washed their hands, but what was more important was that the Pharisees and the Sadducees at the time cared more about the tradition of men than they cared about even receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. And that cannot be, amen? And so the Lord was giving them a rebuke, because you have to make sure that you don't ever let traditions of men rise above the power of the Word or who Jesus is. And that's what these guys had done. They were more worried about their traditions than making sure that they're living a heart towards the Lord and making sure that they're putting everything of the Lord before anything else in our life. Amen? So we want to make sure that we are always putting the Lord first and putting him above even traditions that are man-made, because that's how they were neglecting things of God back in that day, and we want to make sure that we never do that. And so we're going to read in Matthew chapter 22, verse 15. It says, then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk, and they sent out unto him their disciples with the hedrons, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth, neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of the men. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? Because they were again seeing everything in the natural, thinking that Jesus was coming to overtake Caesar. But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, Who's this image and subscription? They say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he to them, render therefore unto Caesar's the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. When they had heard these sayings, they marveled and left him and went their way. So I want you to know that the Pharisees were always trying to see something in Jesus according to the law, or something that they could attribute against him. And thank God that we live by faith and not by those things. Amen. And so we're going to make sure that in our life, we're living for the Lord no matter what's going on in the world and no matter what anybody else's opinion is, and that we are going to be a people that live by faith and not by anything else. And that we're going to put Jesus first, and we're going to put the ways of the kingdom first above everything else. Now we're going to read Luke 13, and here it talks about the narrow way into the kingdom. So in Luke 13, verse 22, it says, and he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and he began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he will answer and say unto you, I know thou not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, We've eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not, hence you are, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. See, because one thing that has to happen, if we're going to enter into the narrow way of the Lord and we're going to walk worthily after him, is we're going to have to change and do things his way, and we're going to have to live for the Lord. Amen? There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then shall ye see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Hallelujah. I thank goodness that we might be at the end, amen, of the times, but that we can be part of the first going into heaven, amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God that he is a God that is fair and open, because really what this scripture is about people who were hearing the word but not living the word and not living after the Lord. And we want to make sure that we're never like that, that we're never just talking one way and being hypocritical in our walk with God. See, a hypocrite is someone that gives a false identification of who they are. They try to, on the outside, look good and try to, on the outside, look like they're doing something to serve God, but inwardly, they're really not, and they're not really committed to serving God. And we have to make sure that we are not found to be those types of people, that we have a true heart for the things that we're doing for God and that we follow after him. And that's what this important about this narrow door and the narrow way is, that once we have committed to live for the Lord, we have to live for him, because living for him is the way that he's going to come to us and help us in life every day on a day-to-day basis. When we just commit to living for God, does not mean that we're going to be perfect. Amen? It does not mean we're going to be perfect all the time, but it does mean that we're going to do our best to live for God, and we're going to make sure that our motivations in life are living for him and walking before him and making sure that we're doing things in a way that pleases God, because this is a part of our new identity. This is who we are as new creatures in Christ. We walk according to the word, and we don't walk according to the world anymore. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift you up and exalt you, and we give you praise, God. Father, we just declare your goodness today, and we declare your goodness tonight, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for all that you are and all that you've been and all that you do for us on a daily basis. And Father, we just give you praise. And Father, right now, I just pray for anyone that's watching by live stream and any prayer requests that we have, God. We just put those before you and ask you to answer them and touch lives tonight, Father. Lord, we just pray for people who are still sick and struggling, Father, that you are healing them and setting them free, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for those that we know who are having COVID battles, Father. Lord, I thank you that they are winning the battle and that God's symptoms are leaving them, and that, God, they're soon going to be out of quarantine and back at it, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for your goodness and your love and your mercy. And God, we just pray your blessing tonight, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you do on our behalf, Father. And Lord, we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I want to thank you guys for being here tonight. Amen. And I hope you were blessed and touched by the worship and the word tonight. And I tell you what, I believe that God is with you in a great and a mighty way. I'm looking forward to Vacation Bible School and the things that we have coming up and the things that God is doing. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank you for being here, and we'll see you on Sunday.